Hello?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Yes,
My
thank you.
whole system had went down. Thank you for calling Circus Services. Linda speaking. How may I help you?
You're speaking with Richard Riley. His last name's Riley. And we have been waiting for a return call and service for over a couple of weeks now. So I wanted to check the progress on a repair, a couple of repairs actually. What information do you need for me to be able to give me an update?
The phone number on the order or your address?
The address, it's 438 East McEwen Drive, Osprey, Florida.
You said 438 East McEwen?
Yes, McEwen is spelled MACEWEN Drive, and that's Osprey, Florida.
MACEWLEN, or did I spell that so wrong?
No, let me respell it for you. No problem. MACEWEN.
Okay, Mr. Riley. Let's see. And it's for your faucets.
Yes, we have actually a couple of faucets that were in need of repair. And so how does it look at this point?
Okay. I do see that last update was on the 3rd. So what I can do, I will email home office and have them reach out to you with an update on the order regarding to see if all the parts have arrived. Would that be okay?
Well, yes and no. So I have two replacement cartridges that were sent directly to us, and my wife Debbie had updated you folks on that. And then there was one part for the kitchen faucet that we were told was in stock. In other words, the gentleman that was out here before actually had acquired the part. And we're just not getting, here are my concerns, quite frankly. We're not getting any communication. The people were out here a little over 3 weeks ago to take a look, and maybe almost a month now. And like, we need this faucet repaired. It's a kitchen faucet, and it's not working, and we're just not hearing from anybody. And I'm afraid we won't get a call back because my wife has called on several occasions, and we've not gotten a call back. So how do we prevent this from happening, and how do we make sure that the part, I mean, like the service gets scheduled and gets completed? It's getting a little, as you can imagine, we're a little frustrated here.
Yes, sir. Nobody
And I
has
know
seen
it's
that.
not your fault. So, but like, we need a return call, we need a date set, and we need the thing repaired. So how do we get that done?
Okay, so I'm emailing home office, and I'm going to email them all of your concerns so we can get an update. And I do understand, and I do apologize that some of the parts are taking longer than normal because of, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of people are telling us that they're backed up with orders. So we can only wait until we receive it.
Yeah, but I would hope that people would at least return a call periodically, you know? That's, I mean, if the part was back ordered or something, we don't know that. Nobody's you know, talking to us. And we've been sitting here waiting now for, you know, weeks. And I can understand if the part's, you know, back ordered, but I can only understand if somebody calls us and tells us that.
Yes,
and that's a real problem. I mean, I understand the position you're in. You're kind of, you know, the gatekeeper, I think.
Okay.
But, like, we need to hear from somebody that knows exactly what the status is.
Yes,
and I know
sir.
Debbie's called a couple of times, and we haven't heard anything from anybody. So, I mean, is there a local number I can call here for the guy that came out and see where it stands? It would seem not unreasonable at this point in time.
That's why I have to email them. They're going to call you directly. See, the last note on here says that you all was just going to wait until we receive everything. Then we're going to call you. That's why. And it's been about a week now. But
No. It's been at least 2.5 weeks and maybe 3 weeks.
Okay. I'm
so
sorry.
I
guess they haven't updated it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's called us. We're just sitting here without a faucet that's working in our kitchen. And then we have two in the bathroom, but that cartridge, there's cartridges that are here. And, you know, we're kind of stuck otherwise. I mean, it's very inconvenient. We have to go to a utility room to, you know, clean things up. I mean, it's just, it's not a, and if they can't find the part, they just need to replace the faucet.
Okay.
So who can I call and talk to? I know you're going to send an email, but I think that's been done a couple of times and nobody gets back to us.
I can let you speak to a supervisor. Just give me a few moments.
Sure.
All right, sir. I sent that email and I notated your account. I'm waiting on my supervisor right now. Just give me a few moments, okay?
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, sir. I do apologize for that hold. He is available now. I'm about to transfer you. Is there anything else I can help you with before I transfer you?
No, and I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Circuit Service. I hope you have a great day. And once again, I do apologize for that long hold.